Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, everybody, welcome to the last day of the week here on the show known as Political Coffee, where we talk about the political issues of the day that really do impact your life. It is the end of the week, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. That's your opportunity to call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically. It doesn't have to be what's on my list today. What do you want to talk about? You got something you want to get off your chest? Today is your day. And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone and you call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or you know what? You could just send me an email to jeff@1220.am. So is the rule of law meaningless in Oregon? If Oregon's government lawyers argue that Oregon's constitution is not the supreme law of Oregon? Because that's exactly what they did yesterday, folks. In the hearing in Baker County, in the lawsuit brought forward by what is 15 churches now and three legislators and other individuals against Kate Brown's unconstitutional shutdown of the churches. Now, this is not the federal lawsuit. This is the state lawsuit. They actually argued that in so many words yesterday. And there's a great story about that today in the Baker City Herald. We'll talk about that also. Is justice fair? Now, if Kate Brown cares more about the psychological well-being of vicious, sick, convicted murderers on death row, does she care more about their psychological well-being than she does about their victims' families? Well, apparently she does, because she is accepting the recommendations of a New York City based group who's been advocating that we need to shut down death row. Now, she has unconstitutionally suspended Oregon's death penalties, for which she has not, that has not been tried in Oregon courts. And keeping in mind that anything that goes before the Oregon Supreme Court is likely going to go Kate's way. Why? Because she's appointed six of the nine justices that sit on the Oregon Supreme Court. You know, that's that revolving door liberal jurist scam that she got caught at with her own lawyer, the one that I filed a complaint against. Yeah. Anyway, I want to talk with you a little bit about that. She is suspending not just the Constitution, which says you got to put these people to death. Now she's suspending death row. Why? Because you might hurt the psychological well-being of these vicious murderers. What does that say about justice for the victims' families? Now, having been a victim, not of a murder, but of a drunk driver who killed my 17-year-old niece and another 18-year-old girl, and it took us 3 years to finally get the guy put away in prison, I can tell you about the anguish and the pain that a family goes through for years. But now we're going to release these guys into these vicious, sick murderers, a couple of whom who have been convicted of murdering while in prison. We're going to release them into the general population of the Oregon prison system. Hmm. And the reason we're doing it is because Kate cares more about the psychological well-being of vicious murderers, many of whom have never repented for their murders. Also, are you a little bit worried about your liberty being threatened by all of these contact tracers that Kate has said has to be in place for your county to open up? As you know, Polk and Marion counties, which is the bulk of where this radio show is listened to, aren't going to be able to open up because we haven't met all them their condition things that Kate just sort of put in place. Oh, it's based on the science, don't you know? Really? So somebody please tell me, what is the science behind limiting gatherings to 25 or 250 as it originally was? And then it was 50, and then it was 25, and then it was down to 10. What's the science behind all of that? And what's the science behind contact tracers? What's the science behind wearing a mask? We heard a little bit about that yesterday, didn't we, with Elaine, who called in, but also Professor Hinckley. Are you worried about contact tracers limiting your liberty? What happens if you get informed that you've been tracked by your smartphone and that somebody you were in contact with had COVID-19, or what's the next disease to come down the pike that comes from China that they use as an excuse to limit our liberty, to shut down our economy? And by the way, I got to tell you something, folks. I just find it fascinating that as we get ready to open up, as a country, as a state, that magically what appears is new stories about all these kids who are getting sick from a sickness that has been known before, but now says, oh, it's COVID-19 related. Don't you find that kind of curious? Don't you find that interesting? I do. It just suddenly appears. Could there be a political agenda behind that? Nah. We're going to go to Ron in a little bit, but a couple of other things as I set up the topics for today that I want to talk about. What do you want to talk about? It's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, Bruce Cuff, who normally calls, says, I'm on board with the Sunday service at the Capitol. I've communicated with pastors in my district during the campaign, and I had one from Cottage Grove call me looking for information. I directed him to your email. I've been missing your program. Working full-time in campaigning has had me starting at 5 or 6 a.m. so I can campaign in the afternoon and the evening. So here we go, folks. Sunday at the Capitol, 10 a.m., join us for a Christian all-church worship service. And we are. By the way, Kevin Mannix is going to be joining us, and he's going to be talking about, he'll be joining us at the church service to talk about the arguments and the lawsuit so that churches can reopen. And he's going to pray. I'm looking forward to that. Is the rule of law meaningless if Oregon government lawyers argue that Oregon's constitution isn't the supreme law of the land and that there's no conflict when Kate Brown clearly exceeds her constitutional authority by invoking another law? And that's exactly what they argued in front of the judge. Now, they also did something else. It was a tactic. And I'll tell you what it is, but I got to get, as I promised, to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you, brother? What have you to say this fine Freedom Friday?
About my radio phone, because it don't work, even though I've spent money for battery. But getting to the points, number one, a governor that thinks, just hearing about what you're talking about, the churches not being right to worship, as far as I care, we should defy it. I don't think this governor, when she prioritizes murderers on the sense we're going to hurt their feelings, she is asininely wrong. She does not care about us Oregonians, no matter what spectrum you are in. If you're not a victim, she will make you a victim. If you're not part of the deep state mentality, this is the same thing that I posted a little satire joke from a movie that was talking about Hitler. But it's funny that people got to get out there and just say, heck with this crap. If a candidate ain't going to stand up for your liberties, but they want to give you free stuff, you vote their butts out. You have to stand. It's time for Oregonians to defy this. Because now you got an anarch, you got a tyrant that is ruling the state, who under the guise of law now wants to send little market people around. They're going to hire a couple thousand people to monitor what we do, how to go about. Doesn't that sound like a little bit of the, I'm not trying to be funny, but history shows. Whether it sound like Ceausescu, whether it sound like Pinochet or some things of Franco in Spain, or even Maduro or Castro in Cuba. Marxism. This is truly Marxist tactics. It's not right. It's not fair. They're going to empower the criminals, tie up law enforcement's hands, and at the same time persecute those that want to freely move about, worship, open a business to try to make a living independently. But they want us to become dependents of the state is dishonorable, disgraceful. And I call all my Americans in this country, in Oregon, in Polk County where I live at, Marion County that I visit a lot, it's totalitarianism of the worst kind. And I call out the county commissioners of these counties to stand up and make a declaration and defy this governor. I want my religious, I will practice my religious liberties. I will do what I need to do. I will visit where I want to go, and I don't need nobody to tell me to violate my HIPAA laws that they're going to say, well, you associate with somebody. You need to lock yourself down. You need to do this. You need to do that. I am not their dog. I am not Pavlov's experiment, and I be doggone. You know, people need to open up their eyes, because it's the road to serfdom they're leading us down. And I encourage each and everybody to call their representatives. I mean, Mr. Nierman and Poets, Thatcher, they're doing the best they can. But the rest of these little sycophants, where is their opinions besides Smith Water? I'll give her a light praise, but she's trying to cover her young. Her assets, as they would say. And the thing is, it's time to call these people out that said they're looking out for your interests. But they're empowering criminals, tying law enforcement hands, and restricting our liberties.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Hope to see you Sunday. 6:20 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? Back in the morning.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour, so got an email from one of our state, well, actually many of our state employees that I just don't name, okay? because I want to respect their jobs. And I've got a couple of emails about this that relate to, what do state employees do? Okay, one of them is this. Is it time to impeach Queen Kate now? Could we now see a wellspring of support from all sectors in Oregon to impeach our despotic, cruel, and deceptive, regressive, totalitarian Marxist leader? Will Republican leadership or others step up to make that happen? Finally, now is it time? Not on this issue, it isn't. Some recent polling that we have done for the Chuck Thompson recall race indicates that you move people, not so much on the death penalty issue, but you move people when you create a sense of fear. Because in that polling, what we found is that even liberal Democrat women do not like the idea of early release for violent criminals. That issue moves women a lot, and it moves people a lot, because that's based on putting those people back in your community. That ain't right, and people know it. Can we recall Kate? Not over this. I'll tell you what would work to recall her is the fact that she has not fixed the Oregon Department of Employment's problems. 2 months in. And again, it's not like they didn't know that this wasn't coming at them. She kept telegraphing it. But in the Oregon way, folks, you don't fix anything. Because if you start really solving problems, you can't use the problem to create emotional reactions. As you say that you talk a good game in a campaign, and you raise people's emotions, and ultimately, you don't fulfill them. You don't fulfill hardly anything you said you would. And the people that vote for you, because every time you run, you raise those emotional issues, they just keep voting for you. At some point, don't you think they wake up? Well, maybe they are now, because I'll tell you, again, the story that we talked about yesterday, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong. It is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. The Democrat House Majority Leader falling on her sword, in essence criticizing Kate, calling for bold action to fix the employment department's computer mess, and the fact that now we have over 400,000 Oregonians, folks. We probably have closer to 30% of all working Oregonians unemployed right now. 400,000. You know, that's almost 10% of all the people that live in Oregon, folks. Our entire population. Of the working age people, it's more like 25% at least that are unemployed. That's the issue by which you could recall Kate Brown. We don't have impeachment. We're the only state in the union that doesn't have impeachment. That's the issue that would work. If we, you and I, the influencers and the persuadables, can help people understand the incompetence of the people that they have been voting for 30-some years as governors of this state, is really starting to hurt people all around us. You want to recall a governor? You want to get rid of this? You want to make changes? Then you need to point that out to people in your world. You also need to point out to people that are maybe your friends and neighbors, and they're busy remodeling their house, or they are cleaning up their yard like maybe you have been. Well, they can recycle some of that stuff at Clayton Ward Recycling. They've been around a long time, 50 years, right here in Salem, off of Salem Parkway and Mainline Drive. They accept all that stuff that you've been cleaning up with. And it's easy. You just go there Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to 3. Give them a call before you get headed out, because you may have to pay for some of the stuff you dump, and some of it you may not have to. Just depends. 503-393-8700, 393-8700. That is Clayton Ward Recycling. So the Baker County judge, according to the Baker City Herald, and Rebecca, I'm going to get to you in just a quick second here, was intimidated by one of the government lawyers who said this: if the judge issues the stay, that they would immediately appeal directly to the Supreme Court. Now, I'll tell you why that's an intimidation tactic and how all of that will play out. Actually, Rebecca, I don't have time for you because I just looked at the clock. My bad. I'll get you, Rebecca, on the other side of the break. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, or whatever you want to talk about today. Is it fair to the families of these heinous, vicious, sick murderers on Oregon's death row that the governor apparently cares more about the vicious murderers' psychological well-being than them, the victims' families? Because that's what she's doing, and she's accepting that argument by shutting down death row and moving these vicious murderers to general population. And isn't Oregon's constitution the ultimate law of the land? I say it is. But Oregon's government lawyers argued yesterday it isn't. This stuff affects your life, folks. You better pay attention. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I've got an important email to read you also. And Rebecca, when we come back, don't go away. 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. It sounds like the intimidation tactic by one of the Oregon Department of Justice lawyers on the judge in Baker County may not have worked so well. We'll see. 503-589-1220. Welcome back to Political Coffee. Freedom Friday is the day that we celebrate liberty in a special way, because I, your humble radio talk show host, give you the liberty. Call in and talk about anything you want to talk about politically. You just got to pick up the phone. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. True to my word, I'm going to go to Rebecca, who's been gracious to hang on over the break. And then we have a new caller on the next line, and we'll get to them in a moment. Rebecca, good morning. Thanks for hanging on.
Well, you are very gracious to let us talk so freely on your program. Thank you so much. I'm calling because the Oregon Constitution, and maybe even the Constitution of the United States, means nothing to the Democrats. We worked really hard to get protection for marriage being one man and one woman into the Oregon Constitution, and also into the federal Constitution. And that was just blown up by the Democrats with no thought for the constitutionality of it being in the Constitution. And because they didn't want marriage between one man and one woman. When I wear my button now that says marriage, one man, one woman, I'm considered a hater and a bigot and a homophobe and all that stuff, and something that is as natural as marriage between one man and one woman is considered to be unnatural if you don't accept what is perverse. And the digestive system was never designed for sex, and it ruins it. The digestive system is ruined by using it for sex. So we don't do anybody any favors by equating the two. We have laws against sodomy, but the whole thing of marriage is totally doesn't make any sense at all if you allow the Constitution to be totally manipulated by those who want to change it whenever they want to change it.
Well, and it's so. You're right about that, and it's not just the issue of marriage. I mean, just look at the Constitution on the issue of the death penalty. You know, Kate yes. Brown and John Kitzhaber ignored that also. So, I think your larger point is well taken, because it seems that the Democrat Party doesn't care what the Constitution says. They get to pick and choose what they think is constitutional, what they're going to defend. Remember, Ellen Rosenblum did not defend our constitutional requirement here in Oregon that defined marriage as one man, one woman, did she?
No. They don't have any intention of following the Constitution. They ignore it whenever they want to, and that goes for guns, too. Our Second Amendment right defends the First Amendment right, and they don't care about any of that. But the schools, when I went and held that rally in front of the school, it was just an impromptu rally that I held a sign and said, rally on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, five kids walked out of the building. And they said, we don't care that we were emailed and told that we're going to be in trouble if we come to your rally, because the school has held 17 anti-gun rallies. So the school is using our taxpayer money to conduct rallies against our Second Amendment right.
Well, you're right. Rebecca, thanks. I appreciate your thoughts, and you're absolutely correct. The Constitution, folks, for government lawyers yesterday to basically argue, and this is what they argued, is that the statutes that clearly conflict with Oregon's Constitution and Kate's limit of her power in this circumstance, that it doesn't conflict because they're all just tools in a toolbox. Well, Ray Hack, who along with Kevin Mannix is one of the lawyers, he is from Salem, he argued this case. He said, no, the Constitution is not trumped by statute. Again, in so many words. I think he's coming to the prayer service at the steps of the Capitol on Sunday at 10 a.m. Why don't you all come and join us? We have to maintain social distancing. That's one of the requirements. But we also don't have to wear masks unless you want to. Masks are optional. And we have a permit, by the way, not only for the Capitol steps, but also for the park on the fountains, because that's the state park, for those of you who don't know. We have a permit for it also, and we're going to have porta potties brought in today, so you won't have to hold it. By the way, quick programming note before we go to our new caller, Stacey Ann with Good Morning Salem, who's up next right after this show, is going to have Lindsey Graham on. She's the glamour salon owner, here in Salem, who opened up. Apparently, Kate Brown's planning on coming down really hard on her, so you don't want to miss that interview. Let's go to our new caller. New caller, who are you, and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
It's George.
Hi, George.
Do they still send out voters' ballots? I mean, it sounds like we're voting next week or something like that.
Am I wrong? Have you not gotten your ballot in the mail?
No.
Well, you better call. You're here in Salem, Marion County, right, George?
Correct.
Well, you better call Bill Burgess, the county clerk, and say, hey, I haven't received it. I'm serious. You better do that like now, because it's probably too late for you to do that. If you want to vote, George, probably what you're going to have to do is go down to the county clerk's office and say, please give me my ballot. Here's who I am, and vote right then and there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you should have received it in the mail. Something's wrong. That's a big red flag, George. And I appreciate the fact that you're willing to do that. So remember when I said that the intimidation tactic by the government lawyer yesterday in the arguments. The intimidation tactic was this to the judge. It's saying, you know, judge, if you rule this way, if you rule against us and in favor of the plaintiffs, we're going to immediately go to the Oregon Supreme Court, and that it can't go into effect. Your preliminary injunction won't go into effect pending the matter going to the Supreme Court. Now, Ray Hack, the lawyer on our side of these arguments, objected, saying that the government lawyer was saying that if the judge issues the preliminary injunction, he's got to issue a stay immediately. No, he doesn't. And in fact, apparently it didn't work, the intimidation. Now, the reason that the lawyer tried this intimidation tactic is to make the judge think in the back of their mind, you know, I don't want to be overturned by the Oregon Supreme Court because then it makes me look bad. A lot of judges think that way. I hate to say it, folks, but it's true. Judges generally don't want to be overturned by higher courts because this judge is smart enough to know that the state is going to appeal this, likely. They said they were going to do it. So Ray Hack immediately objects and said, if you do grant a stay on your own preliminary injunction, you defeat the whole point of the lawsuit. Since the preliminary injunction would be moot, even if you issue preliminary injunctions, stop everything, right? Right then and there. But if you put a stay on your preliminary injunction, what's the point? Too much logic. So the judge said, apparently he wasn't intimidated. He said if he grants the preliminary injunction, he would then hear arguments later from the attorneys about a stay. Good deal. Before we go to our next caller, I want to remind you, Righteous Renovations is Eric Azer. He's a man of faith who lives his faith in his business. So much so that, well, he put his faith, his belief in righteousness in the name of his company. RighteousRenovations.com is where you can learn more about how he can come out and make your life better. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, friend?
Yeah. We're no longer a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. We're the government of the AG's office and, of course, our governor. What they want, they get. They don't have any problem with making kind of threats and stuff like that with judges or anything. It's a real shame, Jeff, that our state has gotten so bad, and that's why we got to put new people in power. We got to send Rosa Bloom packing. Because if we don't, it's going to be more of the same, and our rights are going to get trampled all over, and special interests are going to rule the day. I do find it kind of interesting that Kate wants to release those on Murder's Row into the general population. I wonder what the general population thinks about that. Could you imagine having somebody like Hannibal Lecter roaming around the yard there?
Well, I think in a backhanded way, just to be honest with you, Art, because I actually thought the same thing. This may be how justice is finally served, because I'm telling you, those vicious murderers, their lives are in danger when they go into general population. Believe me, it is.
Well, I agree, Jeff. And, you know, it's just going to make that situation in prison worse. That's for dang sure.
Well, you're right. You're right, Art. Thanks, Art. Have a great weekend. We'll come back and we'll talk with Glenn and Tim. Freedom Friday, 6:48. Back in a moment.
Come on and sing my song all night long. Oh, all night long.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. It's the last segment for today. I'm going to go to Glenn and Tim in a momento. But I want to remind you, by the way, Terry, thanks for the email. Happy birthday to Stacey Ann from all of her friends and family. Stacey Ann's up next with Lindsey Graham with Good Morning Salem. Anyway, happy birthday, Stacey Ann. I want to remind you that if you're going to join us on Sunday, it may be a little bit wet. We don't know. We are praying for better weather. We will have porta potties there. We have pastors coming from all over the state now. And I'm quite serious. We have Romanian pastors coming from Portland, Russian pastors, Spanish. We have a gentleman who is quite a singing artist who is driving all the way from Eastern Oregon and who's going to sing a song because we're going to take an offering, folks. We got to pay for those porta potties somehow. Friends, my whole point is that we are coming together as Catholics, as evangelicals like me, as Christians, to make a statement about our faith. And we're going to pray, we're going to worship, and we're going to pray for specific things having to do with the shutdown of churches when they were needed the most, friends. They were shut down unconstitutionally, in my opinion. But we're going to celebrate the ability to come together because it is our constitutional right. And we're going to socially distance, wear a mask if you want. Don't if it's not a requirement. But we do want you to come and pray. And we're not going to beat up on the politicians. Or Kate Brown, who's done, but we are going to pray for specific things, and specific pastors are going to pray for specific things. And then we're going to break up in groups and do that also individually. So join us tomorrow, 10 a.m., or excuse me, Sunday, not tomorrow, tomorrow's Saturday. Join us 10 a.m. Sunday on the steps of the Capitol building. 2 hours of worship and prayer as Christians come together. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. How are you, friend?
Jeff, looking at the injunctions and the stays and everything and Kate's little speech yesterday, putting it all together, any effect at all about coming Sunday's event, strength or loss of strength, that makes them make these decisions because either they don't care or they do care about this voice that's coming out of the woodwork locally and throughout the state? Your comment.
Well, I'm not sure what you're asking, so restate it.
Well, my thing is, in this voice that we would have, depending on the size of this group, which we need a huge size because they're not, we've been saying they're not listening, but is the voice of the local people, even some of the larger churches, is it reaching into those buildings in the Capitol? Because we have an election coming and our voice is going to be heard Sunday, but also in these elections that are right on top of us.
Well, if you're asking if our voice as people in the local area come together are going to be influencing what happens within government buildings as a whole or the Capitol building, the answer is quite yes. I mean, this is, you cannot, look, the Democrats are scared, and they should be, because their incompetence as displayed for everybody to see with the Employment Department computer fiasco and the ability, I mean, there's still 56,000 people today that have not had their claims heard. Some of them go back to the beginning of March. Now, that impacts people's lives, and they talk about it with their friends and their neighbors because we all have that circle of influence. Is it going to impact? Yeah. But us coming together as Christians to say we Christians can worship and pray just as safely in public or in a church as we can go shopping. And by the way, that was one of the arguments yesterday in court, is that you can actually socially distance better in church than you can at 7-Eleven. And he's right. Glenn, thanks. It will reverberate. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
I add a little bit something to what I've said before. First of all, you get what you don't do. You support the governor if you do nothing. If I was counseling the Democrats, I would count on indifference. So if you have an opinion and do nothing, my response is, so? And how do you influence the persuadables? With indifference.
You bring an excellent point. You can't. If you're indifferent, then it means you really don't care, right, Tim?
Correct. And if you don't care, all you are is reactive, not proactive, and you get what you don't do. And you can reverse it. The Democrats do stuff, so they get it.
Yeah, you're right. They do. They're the ones that show up. And if you don't show up, nothing's going to change, folks.
If people believe, or if, let's say, they as an individual believe in what you're doing and why, then indifference doesn't make any difference.
That's a great way of saying it. Indifference makes no difference. Well said, Tim. Thank you. That's an excellent contribution. Friends, if you want to make your home safe from pollen, from viruses, talk to our friends at Freedom Heating and Air. They're experts at keeping your home cleaner and safer. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website. They've been around this Salem area for a long time. You can trust them. And they're another one of our great local businesses that need your support. Freedom Heating and Air. Corby wrote me an interesting email. It says, great news, Jeff. Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci have announced that they have a vaccine. It's aerosolized. They plan on constructing buildings all over the nation and providing free transportation to the facilities. They can hold 100 people at a time, and as they release the aerosol, people will be vaccinated. And he writes, sadly, you wouldn't believe the people I have said that to that think it's a great idea. Everything he just described is what Hitler did in the gas chambers in the concentration camps. That's an interesting thing to ponder. So also is your need to keep yourself healthy, friends. Build your immune system. I do that with CBD. Last night, by the way, I took CBD, half a dropper full under my tongue of a tincture, and I slept like a baby. But you know, it also builds my immune system. And right now, I want that as much as anything. And I bet you do too. Buy your CBD from who I buy from. ProBioscience. Go to pro-bioscience.com. Enter the discount code MOM. You get a 15% discount. Pro-bioscience.com. See you Sunday, folks. 10 a.m. on the steps of the Capitol. Be blessed. Keep praying. We need it.